This is KRDO's Morning News Extra, 9 to 10 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM.
Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday morning here in Colorado Springs. I hope you are staying warm. And I'm sorry. Somebody talked to me while I was trying to talk. I'm sorry. It's Thursday. Okay, my fault. I was trying to rush the week. I'm ready for the weekend. I think all of you are, too. Happy Friday Eve. Thank you, Mr. Jeff Beaupre. You're going to hear from Jeff later. Jeff is one of the hosts of the Extra Business Week in Review. It is a new project that we're launching in January. I think you're really going to appreciate hearing from Jeff on what this is all about. But for now, the focus is on the coming new year with our wonderful friend, Kim Walensky, the host of Formulas for Freedom that you probably just heard a couple minutes ago. And Kim, welcome to The Extra.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here because we got clutter.
Doesn't everyone?
Oh,
that would be the problem. And the question here, Ted, is why? Why do we have clutter? And I'll tell you why. Because we're Americans. We can. This is what it is.
Americans.
We're Americans. We can. We can have clutter, and boy, do we. It's our deal. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. And Dr. Declutter, you always talk about the three main kinds of clutter in our world.
Right. There are three kinds of clutter. The first kind is inner, which is between our ears. So all of the static, the drama, the thoughts. We have over 60,000 thoughts a day, of which most are not even ours. They come from, you know, television and all kinds of other places and other people's stories and how we grew up. And we just keep revolving these dramas. And, gee, we just come off Christmas. Got any dramas? Got dramas? So inner clutter. Outer clutter is all the physical stuff. So, of course, all of the crap. And that's an acronym. I'll talk about the acronym in a moment. All of that stuff, the things and the piles and the leftovers. And other clutter, so inner, outer, and other. And other is people. Everyone raise your hand if you have people clutter, if you would like to get rid of and declutter some people. And everyone's going to raise their hand on this. So there's always some people, someplace in our life where we're just like, oh man, my life would be so much calmer and peaceful if I just didn't have to deal with them. And usually those people are family, and sometimes they can be in your job, but yeah, kind of we're stuck with family. So there you have it. So three kinds of clutter. Yep, that'll cover everything in the world.
Between your ears.
Yep.
Between the walls in your house.
Yes.
And between friends sometimes or family.
And family. There you have it.
Oh, my goodness.
The
that's powerful.
Yeah.
That is so powerful. So since we're talking about 2018 and wanting to go in with, we all kind of resolve somehow, some way, whether we say it out loud or not. And some of us are even cynical about New Year's resolutions anymore, but we still view this time of year, I think, innately as an opportunity for a fresh start.
Right. And the best thing you can do is really look at your house as this. If my house burned down, how would I feel about it? Now, most people are going to gasp at that. When I teach my programs, my workshops and presentations, it's called Burn Your House Down. I have an ebook called Burn Your House Down. And if you burn your house down, what will you really miss? What really would you miss? So if you write down right now, I'm going to give you 30 seconds as I'm talking, 30 seconds to write down three things that you're going to take out of your house because you can run in and get it before the house is ashes. What would those three things be? Now, women are going to write down photographs first.
Hmm.
Always, always, always women write down photographs first. Men, never.
Wow.
Because women take care of the social aspect of the family. Women hold on to all of that and keep it going through the generations. Men, hardly ever. So women are going to do the memorabilia and the photos and the whatever. And people say, oh, I've got to get my computer. Well, this is why you want to back up things into the cloud so that you don't have to worry about your computer. Okay, so that's off the list. If you've digitized all of your photos, that's off the list. You know, get all this stuff digitized. Get it into, you know, your important documents. I teach whole programs on important documents and vital documents, what you need to have. get all those in one place so that you have a copy of those who would do your estate planning anyway. If you passed away today, who would take care of that? They need to have it anyway. So if it's digitized already, you don't have to worry about this stuff. You don't even have to go in your house. You just go bye-bye. And you just stand back and say, well, that's what insurance is for. Let's see, I paid it. Yep, good to go. And you just let it go. It's okay. Just let it go.
I have a story.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to a break first.
Okay.
It's a guy thing.
Oh, okay.
It's about burning houses and what you get out.
Yeah.
And, happy not Friday, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday morning here in Colorado Springs. This is the Extra on KRDO News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson filling in for the wonderful Renee Roberts. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
This is KRDO's Morning News Extra, 9 to 10 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM.
And welcome back to The Extra. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio with the wonderful Kim Walensky, author, speaker, the host of Formulas for Freedom that you hear on KRDO News Radio weekdays, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 and 2. And this edition of The Extra is being brought to you by the letters C-R-A-P-P-P.
It is.
Oh, it's so fun to have you here, Kim. Thank you,
Ted. Yeah. So we were talking about New Year's resolutions and burning your house down. So the basics of that means, what is it that you just don't need? That if your house burned down and you had to start over, but you know you could grab a few things, they're probably all that's essential anyway. I always say start out like a monk. You know, you have an outfit, you know, like a garb of some sort. You have a spoon and a bowl and a pair of sandals. I wear Birkenstocks, so this still works for me. And that's it, you know. And then from there, you add the wallet and the credit card. And then from there, what do you keep adding to where you don't end up with all that stuff again that's going to someday end up in the dumpster, by the way? If you died today, where would all your stuff go? And if you have kids, some people don't. So if you don't have kids, it'll be in the dumpster. If you do have kids, do they have time for it? If you haven't had time in your own life to deal with your own stuff, how are they going to? They're not. And no matter how much you have memorabilia and photos and this and that, guess what? Big old dumpster is going to be outside your door. That's rattling. It's painful. It's scary. And it's reality. And I have been teaching thousands of people for decades on this information, and I get the story after story after story going, yeah, we had to do it with my parents' stuff, we had to do it with my sisters or brothers, even a child's stuff that died, you know, in their 20s or 30s or whatever. It's like, where does it go? It's their story, not your story. So you can't keep taking on everybody's stories of stuff into your house. I don't care how big that house is. But on a personal level, the CRAP acronym has to do with whenever I do hands-on, I go into homes and offices hands-on and help people organize. So Dr. Declutter does make house appointments, home appointments. So, and people will start getting crazy. It's like, where'd all this crap come from? It's like, well, it's your stuff. It's not mine. Let's keep working through it. And so CRAP stands for clutter revolving around, and there's three P's. The past, the present, and potential. So your clutter revolving around the past is all of that stuff that you're not even looking at anymore, from clothes and shoes to memorabilia to photos to whatever you could care less about, but you just haven't decided what to do with it, and it's just stuck in your space. And the present is everything right now. I mean, think of the Christmas gifts you just got that are just sitting around, and you're looking at them going, I will never use that. What were they thinking? You know what I'm saying?
And you don't ever want to be ungrateful.
No. And so I want to give a little tip here, and the tip is that you start a gift box and also a re-gift box. And so when you get gifts of any kind throughout the year, somebody gives you something and it's like, oh, you're so gracious. So thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, that's so nice. And then you put it in the re-gift box, but make sure to put a little post-it on it that says who gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to re-gift it to them.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
yes.
That's not good. So make sure that you do that. And so so the present, there's all this stuff right now in front of you, and that a lot of that has to do with paperwork. how much of the mail keeps coming in, paper keeps coming in, you keep downloading or whatever, and you have no idea what to do with it. It's not getting filed, it's not getting processed, and it's making you crazy. And you're actually missing things. You're missing opportunities, bills, events, deadlines, whatever, and you're going, oh, I didn't see it because it was under some pile. So making sure that you get really clear about what's in your present that's cluttering you up, but you need to get focused on and take care of it. And potential out of crap, clutter revolving around past, present, potential. Potential is all that stuff was, I know I'll use this someday. I know that if I just keep this yarn about 4 more years, probably when I retire, I will knit this thing. No, you're not. I can tell you, you're not. Just donate it. So go to the senior center, give them stuff. Go to donation, give them stuff. Just let it go, clear it out, and become new again. You know, kind of refresh. And that's where the burn your house concept comes in, is just release it.
Speaking of burn your house, for the first three of you listening this morning who go over to facebook.com/formulasforfreedom, that's facebook.com/formulasforfreedom, the first three of you that type in the comment section there, the name of the book, which is
Burn Your House Down,
will receive a free copy of Kim's ebook.
And that is an e-copy. That's an ebook.
Mm-hmm. Right. Super quick, super easy read. And you know, Kim, you spoke to my heart. We love to surround each other, ourselves, with ourselves, with our things, with things that mean something to us. And you can overdo it. And I found myself, how am I going to absorb this wonderful thing that my beautiful friend gave me into my house? Where is it going to go? Where should it be? And I never, ever want to project to anybody that I'm not grateful for them doing something because they care about me. But you still got to care about yourself enough to want to be in a place in your life that you're just not burdened by so many things, because right, there's a little something of you attached to each one of those things, yeah, and you will spread yourself too thin.
It holds, everything holds energy. Everything holds energy. So that when you look at something, you need to really get clear about how much energy you're going to expend on it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I told you I'd tell you a quick story about a guy thing and a house burning down mm-hmm. in 2013. That happened to me and my wife, and our house was full of things we loved. We got the important stuff out, and thanks to Jeff Beaupre, who's in this room this morning, who was with us helping us do that. But later on, as we reconciled ourselves to that loss, and we came to appreciate how liberating it ended up being, as much as it was a horrible event, the dark humor about that is that what a hell of a way to clean out your closet.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a part where that title came from was years ago. There was a guy on the East Coast who came home and his house was burning down.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did I finish?
Yeah, finish your thought real quick, and then we're going to get to a break because Mike's coming to do the news in a minute.
All right. And he had come home, and here's the police and the fire department and the news reporters, and everybody's there, and they're like, oh, my gosh, your house burned down, and, you know, whatever. And at first, he says, well, I'm in shock, yes, you know, and then like a day later, they're still talking to him again. It's like, well, this happened to you. He says, well, you know, the deal is I'm a veterinarian, and I was divorced years ago, and I have, you know, just that leftover stuff. And then our kids were there, and then they left, and they have their stuff, you know, the adult kids' stuff still in the house. I have all this antique stuff. It's a really antique-y house, and I don't know what to do with it. So it's all gone now. And what I really always wanted to do is travel ever as a veterinarian. Guess what I get to do now? Travel as a veterinarian.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
That's fun stuff. I'm Ted Robertson. I'm in studio with Dr. Declutter, the wonderful Kim Walensky, who is also host of Formulas for Freedom, heard here Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 and 2 on KRDO News Radio. This is The Extra. It is Thursday, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes after news.
This is KRDO's Morning News Extra, 9 to 10 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM.
And welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. The time is 9:37. The Extra this morning is being sponsored in part by Audible. Did you get an Echo this holiday? Make sure you try Audible on it. You'll hear the world's best narrators perform your favorite stories right in your own home. Try it today, and your first audiobook is free. And speaking of books, We have two more free books to give away, Burning the House Down. And the recipient of the first one, who went to Facebook.com/formulasforfreedom, is the wonderful CJ Rowe. So, CJ, congratulations to you. And we have two more of those for the next two people that go to Facebook.com/formulasforfreedom and just type in that you would like to have the book. Two more available yet. Kim, the big question is, what is clutter really? What is clutter?
Yeah.
And how do you get started getting rid of it?
Clutter is basically one decision and one action not taken. That's it. It's like whatever you have in front of you that's making you nuts, no matter how big or how minute the issue is, you may have decided, not different from exercise. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, I'm going to exercise. Okay, you sort of decided, but there's no action. So nothing happens. So another year goes by. So the same with clutter. It's, I made a decision. Yep, I'm going to take this to thrift, or I'm going to get rid of it, or I'm going to sort through it, but then nothing ever happens. And now you feel worse because, again, it's energy. So now you feel more depressed and angry and embarrassed and loathful as yourself. So just moving it out. Do something. And the best way to do that is a couple keys here that I teach in all of my programs. Dr. Declutter's 10 reorganizing keys. I'll give you a bunch of them here. One is you've really got to schedule uninterrupted exclusive time to do it. If you don't block that time off, shut off the phone, shut off everything, don't have anything binging and booping at you. Give yourself 15, 20 minutes, a half an hour at a time, and just stay focused on whatever lump is in front of you. I call them chunks and chipping. So you take one chunk at a time and chip away at it until it is over. And then, you know, take a swig of water, nothing else, and a little energy bar, and then go back in there and keep doing it. No zigzagging. So again, staying focused on where you're at in the room. One of the ways it helps, I have my Dr. Declutter white apron on today, which is my speaking apron when I do my Dr. Declutter programs. I wear a black apron when I'm organizing at people's homes and helping them because it gets dirty sometimes. So I don't want my white apron all dirty, but it helps to put an apron on. Just go to a hardware store, wherever, get one of those that whips around your waist and put in there, a pen and a marker and a couple things like that, especially scissors, so that you don't have to keep looking for them. It's like, oh, I have to go look for a pen. Now I have to go to the kitchen. You will never come back. You will go to the kitchen. You will never come back to where you were working because you don't want to. No, who wants to do this? Get your prep tools. So you need to have your trash can for real trash, a shredder if you have paper issues, a recycle container. A reroute box is the most important one. So I'm going to find stuff. I pick up something and say, oh, this belongs in the garage. Don't go to the garage with it. Just throw it in the reroute box, and then after you're all done with that session or by the end of the day, take that box and then reroute everything to the rooms it goes to. That keeps you in the room, which is the most important part. For some people, they need to actually have a timer and set a timer. It's like, okay, I'm doing 15 minutes at a time. And after you get going at it and you see the progress, you just really want to keep going at it and just get it over with. I have clients who will say, oh, my gosh, it's going to take 3 months to do this job, and we have it over in like 3 hours. It's like, no, because they're like, how can you do this? Doesn't it make you crazy? It's not my stuff. I have no emotions in it. And everybody has emotions and energy in their own stuff. So it's going to lock you up. You're going to feel all those feelings. And especially if you have negative emotions in it. If you did something wrong, you know, there's mistakes, failures. If you have guilt or embarrassment about something. And most specifically, grief. If it's stuff that have to do with loss of a person in your life or loss even of a pet, you can get really stuck and locked up and not move forward because you keep looking at it and feeling bad, and then you just walk out of the room, and who wants to keep dealing with that? That's where you do need to sometimes have somebody help you do it because they are emotionally detached from it, and they can just go, yep, let's just do A, B, and C, and let's get this done, and they can help you move through it. I've done plenty of grief-ridden houses over the years, and it's just helped so much just move past that.
Sidebar here real quick, Kim, to Laura Woodworth, who is now also a recipient of the second of three of your ebooks, Burn the House Down. We have available, again, Facebook.com/formulasforfreedom, and just say that you want one, and we have one more left for you this morning.
And I also want to give a definition of being organized because I love Martha Stewart. But you don't have to be Martha Stewart. You don't have to have it that perfect if you don't want to. My dad always used to say about my mom that our house always looked lived in, which was perfect. It was everything had its place. Mom was great at it, but it looked lived in. You know, it didn't have to be perfect. You lived there. You enjoyed your home. So basically the definition is being organized doesn't mean you know where you put something. It means you know where to find it when you need it. Those are two different things. So I have been in homes that are spotless. They are perfect. They are beautiful, but they hire me to come in because they can't find anything.
Wow.
So those are two different things. So it can be very, very nice looking, but who knows where it went. And if you're highly visual, like I am, if you put it behind a cupboard or you put it in a drawer, you forget you have it. So some things have to stay out. I know in my office, I have to have open file systems so that I can see the files all the time. If I put them in a drawer, they're gone forever. I just don't remember to open the drawer. It doesn't work that way. So being able to ask for help, let people help you, move past the past, get into your present, and enjoy your future. Being able to move out anything that just doesn't have meaning to you anymore. And I will also say about the holidays, I just heard this the other day, and I looked it up on the internet. Each year, consumers return $380 billion with a B, worth of goods, dollars worth of goods. $90 billion of that happens during the holidays. And the National Retail Federation estimates that 15 to 30% of the items bought online are returned, which is about $32 billion worth also. Now, the issue here is that many of those goods cannot actually be resold. They end up in the landfill brand new. And do you know at your grocery store, if you take back even a packaged item you've never even opened, they have to throw it out. That is not okay. I'm not okay with any of this. So being able to really get clear about giving and receiving and asking, I do a whole program on holiday gifting that is about ask people what they want. What are the five things you would love and you wouldn't take back, you wouldn't get rid of, you wouldn't go, why did you give this to me? So that you know they'll actually use them instead of returning them, which those things end up in landfills. What is wrong with us? Again, why do we do this? We can because we're Americans.
Americans. That's that can-do spirit that
it
we
is.
Have. Kim Walensky, Dr. Declutter, joining us for a wonderful few moments together here on The Extra at KRDO News Radio. Jeff Beaupre coming up next. Kim's got another little treat for you if you hop on over to formulasforfreedom.com. That's formulasforfreedom.com. You can download at no charge the 12 commandments for managing stress. And Kim would say, commandment number two, thou shalt breathe and laugh. This is fun stuff. Kim, thanks for Formulas for Freedom.
Thank you,
thanks
Dad.
For all you do to bring peace and harmony to people's lives.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break. I'm Ted Robertson filling in for Renee Roberts. Jeff Beaupre up next. We're going to set the stage for a new program coming online in January called The Extra Business Week in Review. This is KRDO News Radio. Don't go away.
This is KRDO's Morning News Extra, 9 to 10 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM.
And welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Ted Robertson filling in for the wonderful Renee Roberts. You just spent a few very fun minutes with Dr. Declutter Kim Walensky, who is also the host of Formulas for Freedom, that airs here on KRDO News Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 and 2. And if you want to hear some that you missed, if you want to hear them again, if you want to download them and keep them, you can by going to formulasforfreedom.com. And while you're there, also download the 12 commandments for managing stress. There are some great ones in here. I particularly like thou shalt breathe and laugh, because I think that is truly a relevant thing. Breathe. Just take a breath.
I need to do more of that.
Exactly. The voice of Mr. Jeff Beaupre. And by the way, there is still one more copy of Burning the House Down ebook. If you'll go to Formulas for Freedom on Facebook and just type in the comment section if you'd like to have a copy of that book. Mr. Beaupre.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Ted.
Oh, welcome to the Extra Studio, man. It's going to be the Extra Business Week in the Review starting on Fridays here.
That's true.
Not long from now.
I am so excited. It's just it's a great idea. We thank you for the concept, and with Renee and Mike Lewis, is, you know, they're just as excited, I think, as we are. And the idea is, you know, how did this come about? Well, it kind of flowed from, what was it, a couple of years ago, the Business Hour and some of the previous programs.
Sure.
We saw a lot of interest in general business, what's going on, what are the issues that impact it. So the concept of the show is just focus on business. And, you know, I'll get on my soapbox, but no, not really today, about all businesses, whether they're one person or a couple of hundred people, all businesses have similar kinds of issues that they're fighting. I had a recent experience, a quick segue of big discussion with a large company. They're having the same discussions about cash flow and what I call adult daycare issues as the small companies. And I don't like the word small. They're all businesses. It's like, this fits well with the show. What are we doing in terms of the business of cyber, politics, policy, risk management, and commerce going forward? So that's the intent of the show, to kind of cover all the subjects, both local, regional, and national. We'll introduce the guests, my co-hosts, Darla Lint, mm-hmm. from the insurance side of things.
TWFG Insurance Services.
Absolutely.
One of the only organizations in the city, in fact, that is actually certified to write cyber policies.
And
we're
going to
talk a lot
one.
About that on the Business Week in Review.
That's a big one, where cyber is everything. We're going to, you know, and there's going to be a section in the show about cyber and specifics. And listen, tomorrow we're going to introduce a new term that I think will have people scratching their head to begin with. But when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. So listen in on that. What else was I going to talk about?
I think we're going to talk about the mix of personalities that's going to be in the room every week. So, Jeff, you're kind of leading the charge here. Darla Lint, of course, one of the co-hosts, and Mr. John Hazelhurst, the city sage.
Exactly.
I love this mix, because you're going to be able to cover business bases under the umbrella of the politics, the business of politics
business
and policy.
Politics.
And he is gifted, John Hazelhurst, as a city sage, at having discussions about the business of politics, the business of policy, the business of community, the business of the economy. He can take a micro or a macro look here, and that lends an enormous amount to the discussion that you and Darla and John are going to have together every Friday.
It really brings a nice perspective to things. We can talk about, you know, insurance, financial risk management, cyber, things like that. But so much of it is policy. You know, what new laws or what issues are coming along? He brings a great view of that we don't have. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm extremely excited about it. Starting in the new year, it'll be Friday mornings. I can't wait.
Yeah, Friday mornings live at 9 right here on KRDO News Radio, The Extra Business Week in Review. So, Jeff, we've got about 3 short minutes to go together. I always hate how fast this goes, but tomorrow you're going to be here. You're going to be live. John Hazelhurst is going to be in studio with you, the city sage, along with Darla Lint, TWFG Insurance Group. And a lot of this has connections to the National Cyber Exchange, who is one of the sponsors of the project, as is TWFG Insurance Group, and, of course, John Hazelhurst and his contributions.
Yeah, this is a big part of it. As Ted mentioned, the National Cyber Exchange, we say, is the operational side of cyber in the region. It's made of a consortium of, you know, my day job is managing an information systems company. Also, our friends over at Imprimis under Mike Simmons. And we always mention Amy Vermillion does a great job managing all that and NCX contacts. So with that, it brings a lot of expertise from the technical side as we deal with these cyber issues, because it never goes away. It's a daily thing.
And it changes. And so every week something new is going to come of these discussions, and it's always fun to have John's take on the effect of cyber breaches, Darla's ability to speak very well and very eloquently to the business of risk management involved in all of these things and how you protect your business.
Yeah, Darla brings, you know, I'm extremely excited to have Darla on the team. She was the golden nugget of find in there, and really appreciate what she brings to the party.
A very, very special person indeed, and National Cyber Exchange is go-to for these cyber liability policies, among other things.
Exactly. We've added her as what we call the risk consultant in there, and that's primarily from the financial side, to manage that part of it, because it's a big deal.
It is a huge deal, and what happens if you get breached can get really bad really fast, and that's why you need the National Cyber Exchange.
Really and expensive.
And very expensive, absolutely. So, again, the Business Week in Review, all about the business of cyber, politics and policy, risk management, community, the economy, and so much more. All of that to power your business.
We'll see you tomorrow morning. We look forward to it.
Friday mornings live at 9 right here on KRDO News Radio. Jeff Beaupre, Darla Lint, and Mr. John Hazelhurst. And we do have a Facebook page, by the way, and that is The Business, the, I'm sorry. Wow.
I'm
Dr. Declutter, where are you? The Business Week in Review on Facebook. Hop on over because that's where we'll be posting things like broadcasts, the audio, videos that we do. Lots of good information is going to be there.
Everything will be there. We look forward to it.
Love it like we do. It's going to be fun. Starting in January. That's it for this edition of The Extra. The Extra Business Week in Review tomorrow, live at 9. See you then.